Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. Today is April 27th. Fast headed for May. I can't even believe it. May is here. May is here. The NFL draft is tomorrow here in Las Vegas. The biggest event in the history of Las Vegas. A lot of people don't understand this. A lot of people who are not NFL fans don't have a clue what it all means. But Super Bowl usually draws about 300,000 to Vegas. And New Year's Eve draws 300,000 to Vegas. And this is going to draw somewhere between 600,000 and a million. This is going to be the biggest day, biggest 3 days anyone's ever seen in the history of Vegas. And when I say the biggest 3 days, that'll be like Wednesday when they all get into town today. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, the NFL draft actually goes Saturday. So that's 4 days, and you know everyone's going to stay the weekend. So Saturday night will be wild here. Friday night will be wild here. Sunday will be wild here. And people will start leaving Sunday and Monday. So this is going to be a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a five-day mega event in the history of the busiest city in the United States. One of the busiest airports in America, one of the busiest cities in America, the tourist destination of America, and one of the big tourist centers of the world. And no one's ever seen anything even close to this in history. So the NFL is still pretty damn popular, despite everything. Can you imagine how popular it would be if the players were not total fools? If the players were not, complete leftist, communist, brainwashed, America-hating, kneel for the American flag, Black Lives Matter, social justice warriors. If they weren't that, maybe there'd be 2 million coming. Just truly an unbelievable situation where the NFL's lost so much popularity, and yet it's still, it's draft. There's no other sport in the world where the draft is the most one of the most popular events in all of America. This draft's more popular than the Grammys, than the Emmys, than the Academy Awards. More people watch the draft than a World Series game. Truly unbelievable. Other than the Super Bowl, it doesn't get much bigger than the NFL draft in Las Vegas. All right, on to much more important things, because there's a lot of important things going on in the world. Let me start with the insanity of liberals. California, with the highest gas taxes in the nation and gas unaffordable for the average middle class and working class person, has decided to raise its gas tax. California's gas tax to rise to 53.6 cents per gallon on July 1st. That is unbelievable. Governor Gavin Newsom, a madman communist scumbag, not Democrat, they should put a dash scumbag next to his name. Gavin Newsom, dash scumbag, communist scumbag, CS, had previously expressed support for helping California motorists experiencing pain at the pump by waiting to implement a 5.6% tax hike scheduled to take effect on July 1st. But evidently he decided against it. Lawmakers will fail to stop the gas tax increase from taking place because they would need to pass legislation by Sunday and have yet to even introduce a bill on the matter. And so a Newsom spokesperson said it's clear now the legislature will not act in time to provide limited tax relief. Prices for a regular gallon of gas hit $4.13 on Wednesday across the country, up from $2.88 a gallon a year ago. But in California, gas's average for gas is $5.68. In some parts of the state, even higher. Mono County has recorded an average price of $6.61 a gallon. So in some parts of California, it's almost $7 a gallon. Do you remember on this show when I said, hey, if you don't like $4, $5 gas, get ready for $7, $8, $9, $10 gas. It's already approaching $7. in parts of California. Amazing. The other important issue that you need to know about, I mean, there's lots of them. The border is the most important issue. The border is an incredible issue. But I wanted to warn you about something going on. The border is not bad enough, right? I wanted to warn you about something going on with the World Health Organization. They've got a pandemic treaty. The United Nations on a mission to enslave all of us, to enslave America, to enslave the planet. And how are they going to do it? Through a new pandemic treaty being pushed by the WHO, the World Health Organization, which everyone knows is filled with globalist communists. If adopted by WHO member nations, and we only get one vote. The United States gets one vote. 300 nations voting, we get one vote. If they get two-thirds passage, we lose our rights to medical freedom in the United States, to the United Nations and the World Health Organization. If adopted by WHO member nations, the pandemic treaty would remove all national sovereignty while granting the WHO the power and authority to mandate whatever it deems is necessary to treat a public health threat, whether real or imagined. If the UN gets its way, the WHO will soon be able to mandate COVID vaccines and associated COVID passports globally. And don't forget mask mandates globally. When all of us knew that masks were a joke, I haven't been wearing a mask really in the entire pandemic, but certainly not in the last year. And I certainly will never get vaccinated, and I certainly, if they pass global passports, after saying that voter ID, any sort of government-issued ID to vote is racist, if you pass passports, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I will bring 10,000 people to any restaurant in Vegas that or any retail store in Vegas that tries to keep me out for not being vaccinated. I will put you down. I will shut you down. I will bring you to your knees. I will bankrupt you. But see, they know that. So now it's not a matter of if Nevada passes it and our disgusting Governor Sisolak passes it. It's now a matter of the UN and the WHO passing it 10,000, 15,000 miles away and telling us there is no such thing as American law. There is no such thing as Nevada law. There's only WHO law, and every restaurant has to do it whether you like it or not. The WHO would also be allowed to do the same for any future bioweapons that escape from Chinese or Ukrainian laboratories. Negotiations for the pandemic treaty began on March 3rd of this year, but they've received little attention due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So inside the headlines of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which I said from day one was a WMD, a weapon of mass distraction, all of you missed so much news about COVID and the death and massive injuries it's wreaking on the American people and all over the world. And now you missed this pandemic treaty. Coming off the back of the COVID-19 pandemic, the World Health Organization is proposing a new pandemic treaty that they're hoping will be accepted by enough member countries to become a reality by 2024. It's game over for health freedom. You'll never be able to have a say. No American politician, even if you had Trump in office and a Republican House and a Republican Senate and a Republican Supreme Court, it wouldn't matter. It would not matter. The WHO director, remember he said General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, if that's how you pronounce it, infamously stated that upholding individual autonomy or even national autonomy when it comes to public health and intervention is selfish and gets in the way of WHO's global agenda. It's a me-first approach, as he called it. We need global solidarity to fight global health threats. And the solution is to give the WHO all the power in the world and just give up. And the rest of us should say, F it. We don't matter. Our politicians don't matter. Our president doesn't matter. Our Congress doesn't matter. Our Supreme Court doesn't matter. Our Constitution doesn't matter. The United States doesn't matter. Because we're all in a one-world, global, tyrant-dominated situation. And there is no more United States of America. How sick. How sick. Here's another big issue you probably know nothing about, because it's not in the mainstream media. Russia's natural gas exporter, Gazprom, has halted all gas inflows to Poland and Germany. Europe is in a panic as rolling blackouts are inevitable unless Europe finds rubles to pay the bill. They'll only accept payment, Russia, in rubles. This is the bombshell news of the week. Russia's Gazprom natural gas exporter, which has promised to do this, but most people have no clue it's going on, is shutting off gas flows to nations whose gas importers refuse to pay for gas in rubles. This is a way to bring the West to its knees. This is a way to destroy the West without a shot being fired. And this is also a way to prove Russia's dominance and superiority. It's a way to destroy the American dollar. And it ties in with my belief that everything's got to be American-made and America first. Because if we get in a war with China, if China decides to take over Taiwan, which they're undoubtedly going to attack Taiwan any day now, any time in the next tomorrow through a year from now, in the next year, Taiwan will fall to China. Because we're too gutless to get in a war with China. But even if we oppose China going into Taiwan and we rattle our sabers and we put sanctions on China, in response, once China owns Taiwan, 95% of all the world's computer chips that control your cars, your computers, your cell phones, your refrigerators, your ovens, everything in your house, everything in your car, everything in your office, everything in your life, your entire lifeline, there will be no more computer chips to the United States if they want to hold us hostage. And that's not all. Do you realize almost every antibiotic in America is made in China? If they were to withhold drugs, pharmaceutical drugs and antibiotics, everybody sick in America would die. China has us by the balls. They have us hanging over a cliff, inches from our death. This is why Trump was right. It's got to be America first. We've got to have all the manufacturing inside America. We've got to make all the important products inside America. God bless America.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers.
washers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs, steelsanddeals.lv.com. Has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to steelsanddeals.lv.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to steelsanddeals.lv.com or call 725-260-3337. steelsanddeals.lv.com. It's like stealing!
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. I love Dave. Dave from Pennsylvania. I'm just reading all these emails. I got a bunch of emails during the break. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from my fans. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Dave says, Wayne, just listening to your show, and we're just talking about it and realizing you have the greatest effing show in the world. Keep talking, bro. Thank you, Dave. Dave in Pennsylvania. Appreciate it. It is the best show in the world. I should be replacing Rush Limbaugh. I'm not quite sure why. I mean, I am sure why. You know why I didn't replace Rush Limbaugh? Because they picked two guys that never say anything that I say, that don't have the balls. I'm sure they're both really nice guys. I'm sure they're both conservatives. I've seen some of the stuff they write, Buck Sexton and Clay Travis. But they don't have one iota of balls in their thumb that I have in my, or in their entire body, I should say, that I have in the tip of my thumb. Right? To say the truth that the average conservative Trump voter wants to hear and believes. First of all, I don't think they know what the average Trump voter believes. I think they live in a bubble. I think all these talk shows live in a bubble. They have no clue because they're not SOBs like me. They're not sons of butchers who still think like their butcher father. My father had so much common sense. You know, he was no genius, he was no straight-A student, and he didn't go to Ivy League schools, and he didn't graduate valedictorian of school. But every time we met with a politician, because my father was one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party, and the politicians would come to his butcher store, or my home, our home, and they would sit down in the living room with my dad, and they would try and convince him to endorse them, to get the Conservative Party endorsement, third-party endorsement. And I got to sit in on this, and I was a little naive, as all kids are, you know? That's why no one should vote till they're 21. I was sitting there 16, 17, 18 years old, listening to them and going, oh, this guy's great. Oh, I like this guy. And then he'd leave, and my father would say, he's a loser. He's a dummy. He's a liar. He's a fraud. He's a fake. And I'd be like, what are you talking about, Dad? And he'd be like, don't believe a word he said, lying through his teeth. And then it turned out my father was right every single time. I was naive. All young people are naive. They have no idea about the real world. None. That's why you shouldn't let a 17-year-old, 18-year-old, 19-year-old think of voting. Even think of voting. Can you imagine right now it's 18? They want to lower it to 16. Democrats are dying to do that because every 16-year-old has their thumb up their you-know-what. They don't have a clue about life. Thumb up their butt. Thumb up their tuchus. Thumb up their tushy. They don't know anything about life, and so they'd always naively vote for the wrong person who promises them free tuition or free food or free munchies or free pot. They have no clue about anything that's good for the country. Sponsor of this show is SteelsandDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers. Now they ship nationwide. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. 30 to 80% off retail. I mean, this is wholesale to the public. SteelsandDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Vegas, and now they ship nationwide. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, read it and weep. If you just bought a refrigerator or a stove or a chair or a lawnmower or a desk or a bed or a mattress or a kitchen appliances, you name it, automotive parts, rugs, sporting goods, baby crib, piano, wheelchair, barbecue, smokers. If you just bought one, you got ripped off because you didn't pay 30 to 80% less at steelsanddealslv.com. And if you didn't buy it, it's time to go buy it at steelsanddealslv.com. Just go to steelsanddealslv.com or call him. Call John at 725-260-3337. Tell him you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. You'll get the best deal in the world. 725-260-3337. If you tell him you're a fan of Wayne Root, my guess is he even cuts the price more. Tell him Wayne Root said that. It's like stealing. Steelsanddealslv.com. So just a few headlines. Joe Biden has $5.2 million in unexplained income. The Biden administration stalls a natural gas pipeline in favor of environmentalists at a time where we're all paying all this money for gas and people aren't going to make it. Congressman Higgins, a Republican, implores Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, implores him to resign. Save the country the pain of your impeachment. Mayorkas disagrees that the border crisis is disintegrating American sovereignty. He is a communist traitor. Do not threaten to impeach him. Threaten to indict him, arrest him, and ship him to Guantanamo. Illegal immigration population increased by 1 million in Biden's first year. And that cost us $10 billion extra dollars. And the Sheriff's Association says no border left in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, or Southern California. There is no border left. This is what Democrats call a voter registration drive. We'll be right back.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Colleagues, friends, and family attend the funeral of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden says there will always be those like former Secretary Albright who will fight for freedom.
She was a nexus for the foreign policy community. Always, and I mean always, on top of the latest developments, always speaking out for democracy, and always the first to sound the alarm about fascism.
Albright died at the age of 84 in March. Mortgage applications to buy a home are falling as rates keep rising. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they've dropped by 8% last week. A MBNA economist calling the drop an indication of potential weakness in home sales in the coming months. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
the show. Tangible Investments, the sponsor of this segment. We got a great guest coming up in just seconds. Alan Dershowitz is with us, one of the great legal scholars in America and in the globe, around the globe today. I just want to mention Tangible Investments because they signed the front of the checks to make these interviews possible and to make this show possible, so you don't have to pay any money to listen. You get to listen for free because Tangible lays out the dough. And they are a wonderful company. I've been reading the script for their live read for about a year now. And a year ago, they said inflation is exploding. Gas prices up dramatically. Energy prices up dramatically. Grocery prices up dramatically. Inflation may be higher now than even the 1980s. This is what I read a year ago. Can you imagine how right they turned out to be? The only thing they got wrong is they should have said this is like the Weimar Republic. We're approaching Zimbabwe. Our dollar would be worth nothing, especially if Russia gets their way, and you can only buy gas, or oil with rubles. They're just killing the world reserve currency status of the dollar. But how do you beat it all? You protect yourself and your family with gold and silver and other hard assets. Tangible Investments guarantees the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. You tell them war. I'm friends with Wayne Allen Root. And you automatically get the lowest prices in the country, guaranteed, and the best customer service in the country. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Toll free, 800-300-8441. Tangible has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Call them now. Tell them war sent you. Wayne Allen Root, 800-300-8441. They will roll out the red carpet and treat you like a VIP. All right, we've got Alan Dershowitz with us, one of the most respected legal scholars in America, professor emeritus at Harvard Law School, best-selling author. His latest book, The Case Against the New Censorship, Protecting Free Speech from Big Tech, Progressives, and Universities. Alan Dershowitz, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Great to have you back. Your thoughts on Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter. And by the way, just a little background, I was banned for life, I believe it was February 6th or 7th of 2021, banned for life from Twitter and never even told why, ever. Did I ever find out why? But it made headlines around the world. Trump's friend, talk shows, Wayne Root, banned by Twitter. And even then, they called and asked Twitter, the UK Daily Mail, the Globe, they all called and asked Twitter, why was Wayne Root banned? The New York Post called them, why was Wayne Root banned? And they never responded. So nobody knows to this day why I was banned for life. I assume I'm going to be back soon.
I would hope so. The Chief Justice of the United States, William Rehnquist, once said, the First Amendment knows no such thing as a wrong idea or a wrong opinion. And I've urged Elon Musk to apply the First Amendment to his private ownership. He doesn't have to. He can censor if he wants to. He can also choose not to censor, and he can also choose to apply the First Amendment rule to Twitter. That is, the only things that are banned, the things that could be banned under the First Amendment, incitement to violence, child pornography, and things of that kind. But just wrong opinions, just racial hate speech, none of that can be banned. And so I'm hoping that Musk will follow the attitude of the First Amendment.
You know, it's kind of amazing, because I know in general you do consider yourself a liberal, correct?
I am. I'm a liberal,
right.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm a conservative. But I've never suggested ever banning your thoughts or your speech because I disagree with you. But the left seems to want to ban me from speaking. I'm willing to debate anybody, Alan Dershowitz, and yet they don't want to debate. They just want to silence conservatives, especially those who have a really good argument. And it just doesn't make sense to me. When did this happen?
Well, I can tell you the Democrats learned from Republicans. They learned from McCarthyism, which occurred when I was growing up, where at that point the right was trying to ban the left. And I think the verdict of history has been very much against McCarthyism. And now the hard left, the progressive woke left, are the new McCarthyites. They want to ban anybody they disagree with. They are furious that Musk bought this. There was the former Secretary of Labor wrote an op-ed the other day saying, oh, it's terrible for one person to own Twitter. What if that one person were George Soros? This guy
right.
would be jumping up and down with joy.
Of course he would. Of course he would.
It's just a fake argument. It doesn't pass the shoe on the other foot test.
No, and you know, I went to Columbia University. I graduated in the class of 83, and I was really the lone conservative at Columbia. And I got to tell you, nobody there hated me. They all, you know, I think they all thought it was kind of cute that Wayne Root was a Reagan conservative in 1979 through 83. And I was in the campus-wide debates. I represented Reagan. And when the time came to vote, they actually voted me the winner of the debate by 80%. So, I mean, my classmates liked me. They didn't automatically hate you and want to destroy your life and ban you and burn your books. Today, I don't believe my kid could say out loud that he's conservative at a college without the teacher giving him an F to try and, you know, screw him over.
You know, it's true. When I was invited by the Oxford Union to debate on Israel, everybody said don't go because everybody's anti-Israel at Oxford University, but they gave me a chance to make my argument. And I won the debate in front of Oxford students who started out being very anti-Israel. And so, you know, the virtue of debate, the Lincoln-Douglas debates, the debates over the Constitutional Convention, are the essence of America. And we have to allow that. That's why I'm hoping that Elon Musk carries out his pledge to make it the marketplace of America, the marketplace of ideas, not to ban anybody.
Well, just keep in mind, in the back of your mind, Alan Dershowitz, if you ever find yourself in a debate situation and you need someone to debate with and a conservative isn't available, Wayne Root is ready to go. I'd be honored. I'd be honored to debate with you and alongside you. We could disagree, but we disagree as friends.
And we disagree as people who believe strongly in the right to disagree. Yeah.
Correct. And so let me ask you about January 6th. You're defending a man who faces five charges for entering the Capitol on January 6th. Tell us about this client and what's going on with this case.
Well, he's a wonderful man. He's a law student, did very well in law school, had been in some businesses before he went to law school, and disagreed with the outcome of the election. He and I disagree about that. I personally think the election was generally fair and that Biden is the proper president and Trump lost.
Do we lose Alan?
Alan, you didn't. For the Capitol. And he was invited into the Capitol by the police. And we have videotapes that show it. And so I think we're going to prevail in the case once everybody sees the videotapes and sees that he was welcome into the Capitol. I really do think we'll prevail in the end.
I've never understood, you know, and again, I'm kind of liberal on very few topics, but I am kind of liberal on a topic like this. You know, when you have really bad criminals around America who DAs, supported by George Soros, are letting them walk in and walk out with no bail after attempted murder and robbery and carjacking, what happened on January 6th? Nobody wanted it. I'm not supportive of it. But if someone says, come on into the Capitol and you go in, it seems to me at the worst you're guilty of trespassing. How could you be held without bail? How could you be held in solitary? How could you be treated like a war criminal or a terrorist?
One second. I was having trouble.
We got you, Alan? We lost Alan? All right, I guess we lost him. He'll be back. You know, as soon as we get Alan back, I want to get the answer to that question. But I do want to say some really great news for Trump fans out there. It was going to be the next thing I talked about in the next segment, which is game over. A New York City grand jury was impaneled to get Trump at all costs, and it will not be extended after expiring this week. It is over. The jury will not indict President Trump. And so that is very good news. They tried with all their might to, you know, to take Trump down. It was one of those ridiculous situations where if you spit on the sidewalk and you're a Republican, if you go 66 and a 65 and you're a Republican and they want to get you and it's a witch hunt, they're going to burn you to the ground. Well, they tried, and they couldn't burn him to the ground. Even with all their attempt to destroy Trump in New York City with a New York City grand jury, they could not indict Trump. It is over. New York City grand jury will not be extended after expiring this week, so that's good news. And the other big news of the day, and I wanted to get to Alan Dershowitz about this, but we seem to have lost him. I don't know if we're getting him back or not. Are you working on it? All right. All right. Chris is working on it. But the Biden administration goes full 1984 and creates a disinformation governance board headed by a leftist authoritarian. Okay, another headline puts it a little differently. Biden regime announces creation of disinformation governance board under the authority of Homeland Security with a lunatic in charge. The new board will operate under the authority of the Department of Homeland Security with a special focus on Russia and irregular migration. This is the Disinformation Governance Board that will be tasked with silencing anything deemed to be misinformation that's related to Homeland Security. Well, what could be related to Homeland Security would be the border. If anybody says the border's open and this is how you destroy America and destroy the sovereignty of America and bring in criminals and bring in welfare addicts, then I guess that's misinformation now in this Stalinist, communist, Nazi state. And you're going to face, I don't know, jail time? I don't know. Who knows? And, of course, Russian misinformation they're going to specialize in. Whatever the hell that means, I have no idea. I think we should specialize in communist misinformation. And that doesn't come from Russia. That comes from Biden, Obama, Kerry, Clinton, Pelosi, Schumer. Comes from the entire Democrat leadership. Communist misinformation. Russia is not a communist country. It's a capitalist country. It's kind of a crony capitalist country. It's kind of a gangster capitalist country. And the lead gangster, the lead capo di tutti, is, of course, Putin, Vladimir Putin. He's the biggest gangster of them all. He's got a piece of every single deal. I just need a taste. Just a taste. A little taste of everything. That's Putin. He's like John Gotti running a country. But having said that, it's at least it's capitalist. You know where you stand. America's becoming communist, and our economy's about to collapse, and our food chain's about to collapse, and our supply chain's about to collapse. The cupboards are going to be bare. Better get ready. Better buy some food security. Better buy some survival food. Quick.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the show. We lost Alan Dershowitz. We're going to have to reschedule because, like me, he's got an incredible, wonderful big mouth and can talk about any topic in the world and debate any topic in the world. But like me, he has the ability, the tech ability of a 5-year-old. And so he doesn't know how to work his phone or something blew up on his phone. I mean, it's no different than me. I'm not criticizing Alan. I feel the same way about me. You know, the only reason I survive in this technology world is that I've got a 22-year-old son and I've got a 17-year-old son. And I call them every time I have a question about anything I'm doing on my Apple MacTop or desktop or Apple iPad or Apple phone. Anything I do or anything related to this radio program, I got like 6 people on speed dial who know something about technology, ranging from a little to a lot, and I get them on the phone, I get them over here, offering them a lot of money to come on a moment's notice, and they race over because they want my money, and they fix whatever's wrong. And I got to tell you, I couldn't do anything on my own. I don't have a brain. It must be a right brain, left brain thing. I don't have a brain that works with technology. I have a brain that works with debating and Paul Revere brain. In other words, the communists are coming. I'm great at PR. I'm great at telling you what's going on. I'm great at marketing. I'm great at selling. But, man, I cannot do anything with tech. If I even touch a light bulb, I'm guaranteed to electrocute myself, to short out the entire house, and to bleed all over the floor with the broken light bulb in my hand. That's how bad I am. If you put a Phillips screwdriver in my hand, I'm guaranteed to, like, break something, if not multiple things. Some people good at technology, some people good at doing constructive stuff around the house, and some are good at debating and fighting the conservative battle and fighting the communists. I'm in the latter category. But anyway, Alan Dershowitz is obviously not a high-tech guy either. Had trouble with his cell phone, couldn't figure out what was going on, why it wasn't working, why he couldn't hear us. And he said, we got to reschedule. It just isn't working. So we'll get him again in the next couple of days. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health is run by John and Chelsea Jubilee. They're the owners and founders, and they changed my life. I really lost very little weight. I lost 25 pounds of fat. See, that they're not a weight loss company. They're a fat loss company. You lose fat without necessarily losing weight because you're going to gain back muscle, which means you didn't really lose any weight. So I think at this point I'm down, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 pounds, but I lost 25 pounds of fat.
mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat I did not know existed because it's inside your body. It's not on the outside. And gain 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and easy and scientific. Anybody could do it. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off, just say WAR, Wayne Allyn Root. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So let me get back in depth to this story. The Biden administration goes full 1984 and announces the Disinformation Governance Board, headed by a leftist authoritarian. Department of Homeland Security has been setting up a new board dubbed the Disinformation Governance Board, which will be used to combat the spread of misinformation in regard to Homeland Security. But it specifically focuses, I knew I read this when we were kind of filling because we weren't sure if Dershowitz was coming back. It focuses on irregular migration and information regarding Russia. The board will be headed by Nina Jankowicz. Jankowicz is a former disinformation fellow. Who ever heard of a disinformation fellow? At the Wilson Center, I always say the worst president in America's history is probably a tie between Obama, Biden, Jimmy Carter, and Woodrow Wilson. So it's perfect that she's at the Wilson Center. Obviously, that's for Woodrow Wilson. She advised Eastern European foreign ministries as part of the Fulbright Public Policy Fellowship, another communist Fulbright. She announced her new position this morning and thanked the Biden administration for the opportunity on Twitter. I mean, this is just all bad news. This represents a stark shift from previous rhetoric parroted by the Biden administration. Before the announcement, big tech platforms and the administration seemed to work together to form a de facto Ministry of Truth to determine what qualifies as misinformation. But now the board actually exists. And conservatives or anyone who cares about free speech are in a frenzy to calculate the implications of the new board. The director has already produced questionable statements regarding her beliefs on free speech. Twitter user Jack Pobosik pulled up two older tweets from this new director. So, what did she say here? Let's see. You know what? I can't tell from this article. You have to click on a link to see. And, of course, I printed it out, so I can't see. But does anyone need to hear what she had to say? We all know what she had to say. What do all communists say? All leftists say? All crazy people who believe in transgender education and open borders and sexual identity changes and special closets for little boys to dress as little girls in kindergarten. They all say the same thing. The rest of us are racists and we have no right to talk. Scary. When we get back, Joe Biden has $5.2 million in unexplained income. Let's get to that. Let's dig into that a little bit, and then we'll get to the open borders. That's going to be pretty much my attention. The entire hour number two is open borders and the disaster that's being unleashed upon all of us. We'll be right back. Wayne Root.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Number.